That's Madonna from 1998, and of course, Beautiful Stranger. Well, we've got one of those here at the moment with me. His name is Phil Thorne. Hello, Phil.
Morning, Dave. Beautiful Stranger. 25 years ago, that record. Ridiculous, isn't it? 98 to now. 25 years.
I don't add up my years. Because if I start adding up years, I start getting a little bit old.
That was in an Austin Powers film as well, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think that was in an Austin Powers film.
I must be honest. Well, Phil.
Yeah.
You're from Health Watch Kent. Can you let me know, as a novice to Health Watch,
yep,
what is it?
Okay. So Health Watch was started in about 2012, 2013 by the NHS as a way of holding them to account. And what it's actually evolved into is basically becoming the health and social care watchdogs. So we listen to as wide a range of people across the whole county of Kent and Medway as much as we can. There's 150 health watches in England.
Wow.
And what we do is work with the people of Kent. And primarily, it's to listen to them about their healthcare, social care experiences. Now, people come to us with particular situations that they might want help with, or they want us to give us feedback on the experiences that they've had. So, for example, if they come to us, we would maybe signpost them the right way to get help. Or if they're not confident in getting that help themselves, we would signpost them to an advocate who would work on their behalf. What we do as well with that, we can maybe signpost the right people who would maybe support people. So, for example, if they're in an organisation and they've only just been diagnosed with a particular condition and they're not aware of community support groups or anything like that in their area of Kent, we can signpost people the right way to get help. What we also have, which is different too, because there are some of these other signposting organisations in Kent, what we have is a link with the decision makers, the people who commission the services, those high up. So people like the what was used to be called the CCG, which is the Clinical Commissioning Group for the NHS in Kent and Medway. They're now called the ICB, which are the Integrated Care Board. So we're in with them. We're in with KCC. We're in with the local primary care networks. That's the groups of GPs in your local area. We feed back to them. Your local town and city councils as well, right across Kent. To actually feed back and say, look, this is what X person is having as their experience, and we're not just seeing it here, we're seeing it here and here. What can we do to make that change happen?
So you're there really to help the public, yeah, with all their experiences with the NHS in various forms.
Absolutely, yeah. What we try and do is empower people to do it themselves. So if people come to us with their particular issues, we'll signpost the people the right way. What we aren't is someone who will take it on and do it for you.
Okay.
Potentially, if there are emergency situations, we can get involved. But the majority of the time, someone comes to us, we'll go, right, so these are the people you need to contact. These are the people you need to speak to. This is this department. You can write to here. You can email here. You can phone here. We wouldn't necessarily do that for you unless it's an emergency situation, in which case we may be able to get involved and get that particular department or group to actually contact you.
So if I had a problem, you would, yeah, be the guys to get in touch with,
pretty
really.
Much,
and you'd,
yeah,
tell, you wouldn't actually solve the problem for me, but you'd put me in touch with the right people that could solve the problem.
Absolutely, yeah. And I know that there's a kind of like a concern these days, and we hear it quite a lot. The standard ones we hear quite a lot is, can't get in to see a GP, can't get a dentist, my operation's been delayed again, we can't get an ambulance because it's delayed for so many hours and things like that. We hear those quite a lot. And it's not belittling those, but what we can all, we obviously we feed back to that to the people who make the decisions and who want to be aware that these things are happening. And maybe it's particularly bad in a certain area of Kent. So, you know, particularly with the West Kent radio area, if there is a particular issue and we're hearing lots from people in specific areas to say, I can't get a dentist, I need to get emergency treatment, I can't get it. We can feed that back to the people who make the decisions and go, look, West Kent area is really struggling at the moment.
So with all the problems with the NHS at the moment, you must be very, very busy.
Well, I joined about 6 months into the first lockdown. So about October 2020, I joined the organisation. And it's pretty much been non-stop,
wow,
since. My role has changed slightly in the fact that, you know, for the first sort of like 6 months of my time there, I was sat in either my office or in my home office, actually phoning community groups, because one of the great things about the massive sprawl of community support groups that there are right across Kent, but particularly in the West Kent radio area, is the support where people used to go out and talk to each other. And obviously, during lockdown, that couldn't happen.
No.
So these things were happening on Zoom. online.
That's why I learned about Zoom from the lockdown.
Absolutely. So what our role was, or what my role then was, either potentially to get myself invited along to these Zoom meetings to talk to people about Health Watch and get feedback there, or actually talk to the coordinators of these group meetings saying, right, you had that group meeting the other day. What was everyone's main concern? What was everyone's issues? What was working well? So you know, all I've done so far is potentially talk about the issues people are having, but we want feedback about what works well.
We're going to talk once again to Phil Thorne. And Phil, you were going to talk about paramedics.
Yeah, so we would love to speak to as many people who are possible who've had experience of paramedics. Now, Dave, what's your understanding of a paramedic?
Well, I've got a niece that's a paramedic.
Oh, so you know then?
Well, no.
Although you might embarrass yourself by getting it wrong now.
Yeah, I will. I mean, she might be listening and she will make sure that I understand her point of view once I've got wrong. Yeah. Anyway, she tells me that the biggest couple of things that go on are the phone calls that she gets that really she shouldn't be getting.
Yeah.
People know the right words to say to get people to call the ambulance out, and they might call them out 10 times a day, but because they know the right words and the right phrase to say, then the ambulance has got to go.
Absolutely, and it's been a big thing on the news. I mean, even just last week, the poor situation of, I think it was over in East Sussex as well, where there was an emergency situation for a gentleman, and you know, ambulance didn't get to him in the correct amount of time, and that's because, unfortunately, the ambulance dispatch and the paramedics are having to deal with the calls that aren't necessary, and there isn't enough resource for them to get to him, and sadly, the gentleman sort of passed away. What we're doing in terms of paramedics, so paramedics you're associated with going out with ambulances, but there are paramedics in different settings now, so in community groups, in health centres, in GP surgeries, paramedics are on site there and being able to speak to people. And what we're looking to talk to the people of West Kent Radio about is their experiences actually with the paramedic. So this would be perfect for your niece, potentially when she's out and talking to people. How's her bedside manner? You know, we want to hear if people are, if once the paramedic's there, if they're honest, if they treat you well, if you're kind of not just a number and then you're shunted off so they can get on with the next one. You know, how do they treat you? Did they make you feel comfortable? Did they make sure that you understood what they were saying to you? If you had a relative who had to experience use of a paramedic, how did they make you feel? Did they keep you informed? Did they keep you communicated? And what we would love to do is get people to contact us at Health Watch Kent, and then one of our project team will actually arrange to call you back and just talk through a few things with you about your experience. So if you were to call Health Watch, and I know the telephone number off the top of my head, it's 0808 801 0102. That's 0808 801 0102. Or you can email info@healthwatchkent.co.uk and just say, yeah, I've had an experience with a paramedic and I'd like to talk to someone about it. One of our project team, may well be me, may well be a couple of my colleagues, will call you back and actually go through a few things with you. We're trying to, we're working in conjunction with the team that actually train paramedics about, not just about sort of like the medical treatment, but actually how to work with people.
So bedside manner type of
thing. But obviously paramedics don't generally work at your bedside unless you're actually at home still.
So what about when the paramedic, because obviously my niece is a paramedic and she tells me all sorts of stories every now and again, never known names or anything like that, but just generally what's going on. And she tells me that sometimes she's sitting outside a hospital for hours and hours with somebody in the back of the ambulance and they get grumpy.
They do get grumpy, absolutely. And it's about how paramedics specifically deal with that. I mean, obviously, we would talk to the individual who contacts us with a view to actually, we will ask them specific questions about their particular experience with the paramedic. What we would do is, if they want to then go into more detail about their own individual circumstances, we could go back to what we were talking about with Health Watch earlier on, which is say, well, if you want some people to potentially raise this issue with, for want of a better phrase, complain about, here's where you would go. If you want some support for your condition, now you're kind of maybe on the mend and on the way home and haven't got that, we would signpost you here. But in terms of this particular project, we want people to talk to us, You said earlier when I didn't have a problem talking. I think
no,
I might.
No, have I think you might. Have, just
yeah.
for a minute.
I think there's a need for people to realise that when they contact us, we will call them back and the time that's convenient for them and say, right, can we talk to you about the experience that you had with the paramedic? Go through a few questions, ask them what worked for them, and ask them for their opinions on the paramedics, because it, you know, as I said right at the beginning, it isn't just about their association with ambulances that come out. What we want to do is when they're situated in GPs or in community centres or in health centres.
So is this the way that the whole system will evolve and get better?
How long is a piece of string, Dave?
Okay.
There's so much. I could sit here for ages about the amount of people we hear about. Oh, we get loads of feedback all the time. This is broken. That takes too long. We also get a lot of feedback from people saying they were fantastic. That paramedic was great. That GP was great. We got resolved really quickly. We want to hear all sorts of feedback, whatever. So if you had a good experience with a paramedic, we want to hear about it, because potentially we can then feed that back to the people who are doing these trainings.
And trust me, when you're in a job like that, feedback is everything. We'll be coming back again to speak to Phil Thorne from Health Watch Kent. How about letting us know about the things that happened with the weekend hospital release and your take on all that?
So people obviously are admitted to hospital on a regular basis. And, you know, whenever everything goes well, people are discharged from hospital. And there's always been a bit of an issue with discharge over the weekends because, you know, maybe they haven't got the doctors around to sign off the paperwork or etc. issues like that. What we really want to hear from is your experiences. The listeners of West Kent Radio, we want to hear your experiences of being discharged from a hospital at a weekend. Did everything go well? Did you have your, if you were going back, or potentially even if you're a family member was discharged at a weekend, did you have the correct paperwork? Were you able to get the medication that you were prescribed? Were you actually sent to a local pharmacy to go and get it? You know, which obviously is a bit difficult if you're going back into, you know, your own home in a kind of slightly changed environment. You may not have the capability of going out to the local chemist.
So what should they do if you're being discharged on a weekend from hospital and they give you a prescription? Is it down to the hospital to fulfil it, or is there any rules about
that? There needs to be a discussion that happens between, because obviously if you're being discharged generally, as a general rule, you're not discharged without support of some kind, so be it someone coming to pick you up, family, friend perchance. But there needs to be a discussion, if possible, with the staff on duty to say, well, hang on a minute, you're giving me a prescription here. Is that medication here? If not, why can't I get it from the hospital? Or that kind of thing. We want to hear people's experiences of that. Because as much as they're, you know, it'd be nice that people are being discharged with medication, you know, potentially also being returned to them the medication that they brought in. Because if you go into hospital, you're always asked to take in any medication you take at home with you. But maybe you need that back when you go home. Did you get that medication back? Did you get all your belongings back when you were discharged? We hear lots of experiences of that maybe not working as well as it should. And what we're doing is actually we've been asked by the Trust for Mason and Tunbridge Wells to actually look into that in a bit more detail. You know, what feedback can people give us about their experiences? So if they're discharged at a weekend, does everything work as smoothly as it should? And again, we can get people to contact us via phone, via email as well. We've got a website, healthwatchkent.co.uk, which I know if you're out driving at the moment, you may not be able to write down or anything. Just Google Health Watch Kent when you get the chance, and our details will come up on there. But you can get in touch with us, and again, one of our team will call you back and actually talk to you about your experiences of health and social care, and particularly this issue about being discharged from hospitals at weekends.
So people get a lot of problems with that then?
There's more than there probably should be, Dave. But this is why we've been asked to actually look into it, to actually find out what the issues are.
Can you tell us about the community involvement that you, well, you get involved in? What better way of saying it?
Yeah, so my role from is basically to go out and talk to as many different community groups as possible. It could be community events. There are several events going on across the county at the moment where essentially local community councils and support groups are basically pulling in the resources to actually help people cope with the cost of living crisis. And one of the things that we've heard back off the back of that is that people are, in some cases, putting things like, you know, medication on hold because they need to be able to pay their bills. So we want to hear how that's affecting you. How is it affecting you stress level wise? Are you sleeping at night? Are you being affected by this cost of living crisis? How is it affecting you as an individual? It could be by the fact that you're losing sleep, by the fact that maybe you haven't got as much disposable income to basically pay for medication. Are you aware of the fact that you can prepay medication? That kind of issue along those lines. And there are so many community support groups, and it refers back to what I said right at the start about what I did when I first joined the organisation, is that, you know, these groups, they were meeting face-to-face prior to, you know, March 2020, and then it all went on to Zoom. And then that's when I joined, when I jumped in to talk to these groups on Zoom. But they're now back meeting face-to-face again. And so my role is to kind of go out and talk to all these groups and just try and gather insight from them as to what their experiences are, maybe with the cost of living crisis, maybe as the subject we spoke about earlier with GPs, maybe paramedics, maybe their experiences with hospital. It's about us being there to talk to people and, you know, being the people's voice, if you like.
So it's not just as in Health Watch, Ken, as in helping people with the NHS. It's in all walks of their life and their problems that they
absolutely
get.
Social care element as well. Social care is a big thing on the agenda at the moment. And as I said right at the start, we have sort of good links with Kent County Council, and we can actually feedback particular trends over issues to them. Today is Blue Monday, which you might have heard of or you might have spoken about earlier on, which essentially was something that was created. Apparently, the third Monday in January is the most miserable day of the year, apparently.
Oh, no, not today, not my show.
No, but this was then sort of, that myth was blown out last year by, essentially, it was set up by people who were essentially trying to get people to buy holidays and book holidays. It was a myth that was completely. But one of the big buzzwords over the last couple of years, people have become more aware of their mental health. And one way or other, the support for people who are living with difficulties with their mental health isn't where it should be. And we want to hear from that, from people. Are you getting the support you need? And we'll go out and talk to all sorts of different community support groups. So whether it's, for example, the group that were here earlier on, the ladies from the Bowls Club, we could go and talk to them if they were having like a community afternoon.
So it's any organisation, really?
Absolutely. Come talk to us, or yeah, get in touch with us and we'll come and chat to you, or we'll send you through some of our leaflets, or we'll just send you through something that we can go, actually, let's have a conversation.
Do you know what I want to do with you, Phil, in a minute? I want to write you down in my little book. So I'm just writing down Phil Thorne, Health Watch Kent, mm-hmm. and all the things you can do, and your phone number again.
Right,
I'll put that in my book.
Phone number is 0808 801 0102. That's 0808 801 0102. Now that's a manned phone line from Monday to Friday.
Excellent.
You can leave us a message outside that time. We will call you back, but because we're not an emergency service, it may take 2 or 3 days because we get a lot of calls and we're a small team.
And I'd like to say thank you very much, Phil, for coming in and talking to me this morning.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you for inviting me in and let me go on with it. And thank you to the whole team at West Kent Radio, actually.
Yeah, let me just check that phone number again.
Okay, so it's 0808 801 0102.
Excellent. And the email?
Email is info@healthwatchkent.co.uk. Our website is healthwatchkent.co.uk. And if you're out and about on the roads around the West Kent Radio area this morning, then just Google Health Watch Kent. Have a look at our website. Goes through all the projects that we're working on, some various bits and pieces that we've done, particularly maybe with supporting people who are trying to get help from dentists, or talk to various particular groups in various areas across Kent. And then you can have a look for the bits that will sort of support this area of Kent, and we'll go from there. And if you fancy having a chat with us, please do get in touch.
Excellent. And I've got your name, I've got your number, I've got the company Health Watch Kent written down as well. So if I get any problems, I'm going to call and ask for you.
Yeah, do it. Ask for me. I might not always be available because I might be off in other bits of Kent, but don't worry, our team are fantastic. And I've got to give a bigger shout out to my colleagues, Lynn and Sophie, who I know are listening this morning, they're the team that kind of I work with on the phone. I'm part of their team on the phones.
Oh, hello, Lynn. Hello, Sophie. Thank you for, well, letting Phil come down.
Yeah.
Giving him the time.
Covering my backside this morning so they could actually, you know, I could come and do this. Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you once again for joining me today.
Thanks, mate.
I've really enjoyed your company. We've had a good chat today.
We've had a good chat off air as well, haven't we?
We're not supposed to tell them about
we're not going to tell them what we talked about.
No.
Have a conversation.
Get me in all sorts of trouble. Thanks again, Phil.
No worries.